$5 a day. Just the cost of a venti, skinny, cookies and cream frappuccino with whipped cream, you could sponsor a suffering, narcissistic comedy podcast like this one, the Dan and Jade's Comedy Hour podcast. Now to talk about it, it's me, Dan, and the sadder one, Jay.
Thank you so much, Dan. That was very nice of you. Hmm. As long as the people know what they can do to help, that's important.
It is. 1-800. What's the number, Jay? 208.
Stop it. You know I'm never going to remember. DJCH. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. Yep. DJCH. I really should just have that up on my phone every time.
Yeah, you should, you should pay for like one of those things with like a text messaging where you can just do hashtag DJCH.
Send us some message. I should pay extra for that. You're right. That's a good idea.
Totally worth it.
Sounds like a worthwhile way to spend my money.
It is.
So we should explain to everybody who can't see you that there's something interesting about you right now. Right now, well, actually, you know, before I even tell them, let's do a little background. This is, what year are we in? 2015? You are the 10th Dan, number one.
I am the 10th Dan,
so people don't realize, like, every once in a while, Dan gets hurt. Dan gets hurt. He doesn't even die. He just gets hurt.
No, and like last time I stubbed my toe.
Exactly right. And he doesn't change his look, but he does regenerate. And when what happened recently that made you regenerate, Dan?
Well, I was out in the yard working, which is not common, right?
I should say 11th. And I just realized you're the 11th, Dan. I'm sorry. There's one we don't talk about, and it's just
Anyway, so I was out working in the yard, and I was trimming the rose bushes, and I got a thorn stuck in my thumb.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing that will turn Dan into the next Dan. And I guess my point is Dan's wearing a bow tie.
I am, because they're cool.
Exactly right. So that's really it. It's just important that people understand that, you know, Dan's
the... This is part of our canon, and it's important they understand.
I mean, if you're not... Here's the thing: if you're not following along, you know you're gonna miss a lot. You know, this is a serial podcast. It's not the podcast called Serial, but it is serialized. You know, there's a long arc that you're gonna miss out on if you don't listen to every single episode.
Yeah, you have to go back and listen to every single one, and in order, and also listen to them in order.
Yeah, in order that they otherwise were recorded.
Otherwise it gets confusing. So there's a few back there where you actually would have to listen to them in a different order than they were released.
Yep, and you'd have to know what they are. We can't... it'd be too easy just to tell you what order to listen
to. Yeah, I mean, the Club Dan will have to... Well, just check out their wiki and they'll tell you.
Exactly right. Go to clubdan. What's the domain?
clubdan.wikia.com.
Oh, okay, good. As long as people know.
It's a wiki.
I don't know if you noticed, Dan, but our sponsor every week, we don't mention it because we figure there's no point in mentioning it because it's our sponsor every week.
Right.
Synthetic Cheese tweeted the other day that they hate trans fats so that they are transphobic and proud. So just thought everybody should know that that happened. Yeah. If you're not following Synthetic Cheese, by the way, which is how we couldn't do two C's because somebody else has Synthetic Cheese. So follow Synthetic Cheese on Twitter and that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about this week, Daniel?
A combination robe salesman and then klutz boy.
Yeah, so I thought it was one sketch because I was flipping through and there's a robe in both. And the robe and the sword are what made you think you needed to do a second sketch.
Yes. Oftentimes that's the case.
So I guess you were that's it. You were just selling robes.
Yeah.
You try and say a word at the beginning that doesn't exist, or maybe you're trying to say a word or trying to invent a word. Do you have any idea what you're going after?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
Okay. Because there's a word that you're trying to say. I do, by the
it
way.
It was...
This is the Laphroaig tartan that is on Dan's bow tie. I don't know if you mentioned that, but... I'm sorry. Laphroaig tartan. That is a refreshing drink.
I think I was trying to say ceremonial.
Ceremonial. Okay, see, for 20-some years, I thought you were trying to make a, like, say, some kind of science word. Like, not thermonuclear, but thermo-something. I'm like, what the fuck is he trying to say? Ceremonial.
Ceremonial.
Mystery solved, guys. Case closed. There you podcast go. Is over. We're done. That's actually.
See y'all. Thank you.
This is just a long way to build up to that question.
Yeah, we'll be we solved the two major questions of our entire career. Did I eat two Tic Tacs?
Yep.
And what was I saying about the robe?
Exactly.
The genie lamp answered one,
and
I was able to answer the other.
That's the other thing. The genie lamp, this is a perfect, good timing for the sketch to come up since we talked with Ren, you know, recently. The genie lamp is the one that I bought from her is in this sketch. You can see it. Dan's asking it a question.
You know. I'm asking it whether or not I will become famous from this show.
Oh. What did it say?
Answer unclear.
Answer unclear. Well.
Something like that.
That's about right.
Yeah. I basically commented saying, well, that's not very helpful.
Yes, we're on the air, you dip. We've been on the air for about a minute.
A minute?
Yeah.
Shh. Hi, I'm Daniel Gilroy. I'm here today to tell you about ropes. Especially figuring them on their neat ones. Okay, can you get a zoom in on this thing? Can you get a zoom in?
I'm trying. If you'll quit shaking it. Yes, it's zoomed.
Okay, now I'm going to put it on and show you exactly how it looks when you have a neat robe like this on. It's semi-Star Trek-y, you know? Please don't sue us. I was just using the name.
But then, then you become, after this, you become a staple of the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour oeuvre, Klutz Boy.
Yeah. A staple of the stable. Of characters.
Oh!
You got it now? You with me?
Yeah, I get it now.
You on it?
Okay. I understand. Good. Your name is I'm a Klutz. Which is what...
In which you had to very... You had to make sure that everyone understood.
Yeah. Get
very
it.
Clearly.
I say get it, and then I giggle.
It's a joke name.
Yeah, I say get it, and then I giggle. You have a sword, which I correct you, and I'm like, Dan didn't brand it properly with synthetic cheese. Like,
yeah, which is important.
Yeah, I was slavish to this fake brand before, you know, like before they even sponsored everything. So it was interesting. I was that slavish for no reason. But synthetic cheese, something. Ginsu style?
Ginsu style.
Yeah, that's right. And you say at one point, well, just so you know, kids, I'm sorry to say, but at some point in your life, when you graduate, you're going to need to wear one of these. So I don't know if you're apologizing that they would have to wear robes, I guess.
I think so. I think, like, sorry, this guys. This isn't your future. Deal with it.
This is rough, but not one day you'll have to deal with a loved one dying, or you'll have to deal with being out on your own and paying student loan bills. If only you don't own all that, Dan. If only you were, you know.
If only.
Yeah, it's rough.
But I was still years away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Where the toughest thing is potentially having to wear a robe in the future.
Sorry, guys. It won't have a gecko on it.
It won't have a gecko.
You stab yourself. In both sketches, you stab yourself, actually.
Yeah, as is my wand.
Right. And that is what you do. That is Dan's old stabby go Miller. That's what we used to call you.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Stabbity, stabbity.
Stabbity, stabbity. And wait, do we... I've already forgotten. Do we open the Klutz Boy thing by you falling down the stairs?
Yes.
Right, okay, right. So, to give some people a picture of where I used to live... I've been thinking about this a lot lately. For some reason, how unusual it was that my bedroom growing up also had a second door in it that went up to my attic. That is a weird thing. Like, it probably wasn't weird in the 1850s when the house was built, but it is a weird...
That's because everyone probably used to sleep in the... In that room. That was the room.
Yeah, probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you could go up into the attic and Dan...
They would keep the club-footed mutant child up there.
I lucked out being born in the 20th century so that I was not kept upstairs. I was kept in the... Man, you know...
Nor did you have a club-footed mutant brother.
I was the club-footed mutant brother.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was getting at. It's can't. I mean, I was at least a mutant. I don't think my feet are club feet. Because I really can't dance. Guys, this is great.
We have fun on this podcast.
Jokes happen, all right? Humor goes on. Just, it's a good time, guys, you know? So, you know what? If haters gonna hate. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Fuck y'all. Is that too far? I feel like it went too far when I said fuck
it y'all. It might have been a bit much.
All right. What's your beer sponsor this week, Dan?
It's just plain old Blue Moon.
Oh, let's just say plain old beer. I got beer. Beer brand
alcohol. I got beer branded beer. Beer. It's made of things.
Have you seen they made a special version of Blue Moon for I don't know what, but it's called That's Not a Moon, and it's got the Death Star on it.
No, that's awesome.
I don't know if you can buy them, but like a guest from Comedy on Vinyl, I saw that he's been on like Will Wheaton's show and stuff, and I think that's where they had it, so it was like special branded Blue Moon. And since Will Wheaton's a big beer nerd, that's probably why he got whatever. If it's exclusive, that's why he got it, I'm sure.
Right. Did it look like the Blue Moon label here, mm-hmm. but instead
except,
of a moon?
Except
of
that
the
moon
Death Star.
Is a Death Star, and I think there's probably a star field behind it, and just said that's not a moon underneath the Blue Moon
nice. Label. It's
pretty great. I would love to have one of those. Pretty neat. I'm drinking Session brand beer. Session. It's delicious. It's good for you. By the Full Sail Brewing Company. Guys, if you're listening, actual sponsorships are open to you. We're taking applications now.
We are. You can call us at 208.
You know what? You know, you don't even have to know because you put the pressure on. You fucking piece of shit. All right. 208. It's not in my phone book? What? That's not possible.
Hold on. You're the worst producer ever.
DanandJay.com. Go to my own web. Provided is up, given this week's... Anyway, let's go to contact. Guys, if you go to DanandJay.com, that's where you're going to find our stuff. 208-557-3524. Fuck you. Fucking piece of shit. I do say the one thing that I thought was funny in this that I did, like the one funny thing besides like being a passive aggressive dick behind the camera,
right.
Was
stop shaking it, Dan. God. Like,
all right, if you stop wiggling it, I'll zoom. Which, by the way, that's so commonly heard in Southern California.
Yeah, I believe it's pretty much standard fare, uh-huh. union kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Nobody can see it at home, I say, when I say that you, blood's spurting out of your neck. And then mm-hmm. to cover, I'm like, oh wait, we can't afford that effect. So they say, nobody can see it at home, so good cover, Jason. Good cover.
Good cover, I think. Because those who were watching were really expecting the kind of quality mm-hmm. that we do now.
Mm-hmm.
It was very obvious.
Of course.
Blood spurting everywhere.
Right, right, you get it.
Done in the... After Effects that I definitely have.
We really should hire somebody to go through these and master them, you know? Mm. SFX, redo the lighting, add some new actors, locations, scripts. It'll be great.
Dubacks.
Yep. Oh, of course. There have to be dubacks in everything we do.
Speaking of redoing shit.
Yes.
Did you see the added effects version of the new Star Wars trailer?
No. Oh no! What did somebody do?
Someone went through and added Jar Jar.
Oh yes, I did.
Every
see that.
Shot of the new Star Wars.
That was
trailer.
Fucking fantastic and upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
J.J. Abrams has said that he wanted to kill Jar Jar Binks in this movie, or at least have his bones in the desert somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Which is, so that might happen.
That'd be great.
That would be nice.
I showed that to Ari, and she was like, "Why?"
I know, it's so mean. It's the worst. Oh, God, it just destroys all the feelings that you get when you watch that. Or as our other nerd friends might say, all the feels.
All the fee-fees.
All the fee-fees. I hope you just made that up.
No. If you have problems with the term fee-fees, please call us at 208.
It sounds like something furries might do to each other.
557?
557. I'm gonna murder you. 3524. I have it up now, and hopefully, if I undo, does that? No, it still doesn't help. Okay, that's fine. Yep, 208-557-35. And you're never gonna write it down, are you? Because
oh no,
no, of course not. That would be stupid.
That'd be ridiculous.
So I want to get into it because this sketch is actually it brought back. So it cuts off the Klutz Boy one. So you're gonna, if you go to youtube.com/djchour, you can see this video. I will make it public right before this one comes out. There are two sketches. Like I said, I didn't realize Klutz Boy doesn't really last long, maybe a minute, and then it cuts off abruptly. The reason it cuts off abruptly is we were watching the tapes as we did. We record a whole day, watch that whole day over.
Yep.
And then after we were watching it. We're in the living room. We had the camera in the living room with us. So we're like, let's record some stuff in there. Because this is, by this point, Ren had not been involved yet. Her friend Ashley had not been involved yet. And they're like, oh, that looks like fun. So this is like, this demarcates when Ren becomes interested in this thing that we're doing. And we record stuff in the living room. Really dim lighting. But we're like fucking around. It's kind of cute and funny. I won't be posting it because, again, it's too many people's permission to deal with. And, you know, it'd be too much to, like, block out their heads with funny stuff. It would take too long. But it cuts it off. And I remember watching later as I was going through with my, I had library cards that I got. I had a bunch of library cards in pockets that I don't know where I got them. And I went through and cataloged everything. And as soon as I saw.
I think there was a box of just shit that they were giving away at the library.
That could be it.
They used to do that.
I had a ton of
probably,
them.
Probably when they installed the, was it Epic or whatever it was?
Oh, whatever computer. Digital system they actually used. Yeah. That's right. That's true. They did.
They probably
like,
had a ton of leftovers.
They actually kind of immediately moved on, which is impressive for them. But yeah, I had those. So I went through and I cataloged everything. I'm like, all right, okay. And then it cuts off. And I can remember vividly the panic that I felt. And in my brain, I'm like, is there any way that you can... And I'm like, nope, there's no way you can recover videotape after you've recorded over it. And I'm just like...
Yeah.
That, I realize that this is the moment when Jason's archival side... Like, that is when I regenerated into archival Jason. And like, obsessed with
keeping
everything.
We call him the librarian.
Hello, I'm the librarian. Wazza wazza. That's what I say. That's my
that's the zing.
That's my catchphrase. Wazza wazza. I'm not a good. I would not be a good character in Doctor Who. Yeah.
That and when we would fight enemies, you'd be like, "Your death date is overdue." And then you would put like a stamp on their forehead.
Like, is it a murder stamp, or would I stamp him and then kill him?
It's a murder stamp.
Oh, that's good. I like this guy. I like the librarian a lot. Oh, that's so good. So this is when a new part of my obsessive compulsive disorder kicked in. Like, instantly. I'm like, no, this is so important. Oh, God, I have to preserve it. And I'm sure I yelled at everybody. I'm like, did you make sure you fast-forwarded after we watched it? Did you make sure?
That's why I think after this, there's like 5-6 seconds
between sketches.
Blank spaces between sketches.
Because we recorded for probably 20-30 minutes, and I don't know that we wiped out 20-30 minutes of stuff, but we at least wiped out a couple sketches that never got recorded. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It would be amazing if there was technology to recover what's underneath there. I would like to know. But I'm going to go ahead and say probably not.
And even if there was, probably not at this point.
Yeah, it's probably a little on the degraded side would be an issue. So yeah, this was a critical moment of my brain development.
One day, Jay, you should, when you go through the tapes, you should make note of how much time there is between sketches when we start having blank spaces, and see how much wasted tape there is by fast forwarding a few seconds.
That sounds like something I would do on a on a day when I didn't have anything else to do. I'm not going to reorganize my MP3s or rename things. I'm just going to count blank space in between sketches on videotape.
Out of 52 tapes, we've accumulated 5 hours of blank space.
And I've uploaded it all to YouTube. So you can watch all the weird...
Here's the blank space supercut.
What's an RCA right there? You see that?
Ooh, and then this penis goes into the...
You know, we did record over a lot of medical tapes. Unfortunately, none of them were, like, cool ones with like, sex in them. Or, like, sex
No, they were all about, like... Crazy enough, like CPR and first aid.
A lot of safety ones where kids would get hurt, or like sometimes be like, here's how you treat a fucking gross, awful, gaping wound. Like, yeah. And it just, yeah, kind of scary shit.
I'm surprised that we never, like, watched one of those tapes mm-hmm. and tried to recreate it.
Oh, that would have been good. That would have right? been really
let's,
good.
Let's get to the time machine real quick okay. and just tell Little Jay and Little Dan that well, that's you, just a thing you could do.
Can you do that? I mean, you're a Dan. Does that involve time travel?
No. Oh. It's the only thing that's wibbly-wobbly is my personality.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have a time machine either. I don't know if you assumed I had
damn
it.
It. I assumed you did because you were the librarian.
No, I just have a book.
Because, you know, reading a book, Jay, takes you through time and space.
Oh, Dan's got his hands together like it's
like
a book.
Like a book.
Yeah, I've only got the one book, though. This is the problem. I don't call the librarian, but I'm more like a digital guy and, like, videos and audio.
Oh,
Yeah. I've only written the one book, so I've only got the one book.
Well, the one book. I'm so sorry. You're more of a Medarian. Medarian?
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm one of those guys that does
You're
that.
You're Medarian.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Now
I'm making up words.
Yes, thank you. God, that really clarifies so much. Ceremonial, that's all you were trying to say, and then you that's just gave up.
I think I did it on purpose, though.
Okay.
That's a feel
it did
I
seem
got
like, it did
that's
seem
the
like
Fifi I got from watching.
Fuck you. I'm done. Done. It did sort of seem like you were trying to be... But I was like, did he actually slip up and turn it into a joke, or was it... But actually, you're probably right. It probably was you intentionally trying to...
Yeah, because, you know, I was good about that kind of stuff, unlike you.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much. You want to hear... I did a couple theme songs for Schadenfreude. Like, I picked a couple songs where I might be able to, like, where I might be able to parody them. Like, I took the Four Seasons song, My Eyes Adored You, and I did Schadenfreude. Maybe I'll cut that in here. And space for that. Yeah.
Oh, Schadenfreude. Oh, it's funny watching you in pain, Schadenfreude. Watching you fall down the stairs again, you can't avoid it. Your pain just makes me laugh.
Okay, probably won't. I don't know where that is. But
make sure that if you don't put it in here, you make a note of the dead space. There.
Mm-hmm. 2145.
So that we can add that to the supercut.
2145 for the supercut. So here's something that I did this week. So my office job, I've got to be as vague as possible. My office job involves having people's personal information. So I'm very careful with it. And I get envelopes with my clients' names on them, names and addresses. It's simple enough that if somebody comes in and cleans up, I don't want them seeing that on an envelope. So when I get the envelope,
Burn it.
Exactly. I burn it.
I pull out a little burning tray in front of you. You just light it in one corner, shake it a little bit to get the fire going, and you throw it into your burning tray.
First, though, I watch it very dramatically. I watch it burn as Carmina Burana is playing
in
the background.
You can see the reflection in your irises.
Just slowly. And then I'm done with it after a while. It kind of loses it. But each time I get a renewed passion for burning documents. When I'm not doing that, though, I'll clear out the envelope, put the stuff in a pile, get ready to scan it, and then I'll cut out the rectangle where the address is. Sometimes it's in the middle of the envelope, whatever. So I did that the other day, pull out this guy's just a huge packet of paperwork. I cut it out, and then I go to throw the address away, and I do get ready to throw the envelope away. And I'm like, there's still, look in the envelope, there's still two. There's a gentleman's pay stub and a gentleman's W-2 with two giant rectangles cut out of the middle. Like, oh, fuck. Thank God for the invention of tape, because I fixed that problem. But, like, don't send originals, man. Like, if you work with a company where you got to send your personal information, why would you ever send originals? Don't do that.
I'm pretty sure that most places explicitly tell you not to do that.
And we do. We are very explicit. I've put together all the paperwork that says don't send it. But... to be fair, it's like copious instructions that they don't want to read anymore. But it's like copious instructions to so that I can be like, well, I know that happened, but it says it on the cover page. It's that. So I did that, and that was kind of funny. What did I... Let's see, I feel like... Did I do something else? Stupid? Probably. I mean, that just regular basis with me. I'm having trouble. Oh, that's just some notes for calling. We'll just say, had a lot of...
For calling what? Here? The 208...
557-3524.
There you go. That's how it should be every time!
I mean, I think that's the number. 557-3524. I remembered it. Yay!
This is a training session, Jason.
Thank you so much, Dan. This was you whiplashing.
This was my whiplash.
Not my number. Not my number. No.
Hey, say the number. Go.
208-557-352.
Were you a little slow there?
Yeah, I didn't get it out even. It's just...
Okay, let's try again. Okay. It's all right. Okay. It's all right. Let's try again.
Sorry.
And
208-3. Fuck! Okay. 285.
With you, you were kind of fast there.
Okay.
Were you fast?
I was.
Okay,
fast.
Let's try this. Okay. One more time. Ready?
Okay. All right. 208-557-3524.
Were you faster or were you slow?
I thought it sounded perfect to me.
Were you fast or were you slow?
I was perfect. It's on the beat. I was on the beat.
Were you fast or were you slow?
You have no idea how nervous it's actually making me. You have no idea. I really got a twinge of like...
Were you fast or were you slow, Jason?
I was fast.
Get the fuck out! Now you see... You see, he wasn't fast, nor was he slow, but... After repeated grilling and questioning, he didn't know, and we don't want that on our podcast. All right. Everyone else, say the number. 208. Okay, guys at home, were you fast or were you slow, guys? Were you fast? You know what? Get out! We don't want an audience that doesn't know whether or not they're fast or slow. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Dan. I went to the door and opened it, closed it. Is that enough? It's a long walk for a podcast.
That's pretty much the tagline.
Everybody at home? Is everybody home okay, or did you abuse them?
I think pretty much everyone left.
Oh, well. Like a while ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Not just then when you were yelling.
No, pretty much on episode 3.
Oh, episode 3. That's a good one. You guys missed out.
Wow.
I mean... Halfway through, it got real good. The rest of the podcast, I mean...
That's when they left, actually.
Oh.
They just missed it.
It was right after that point. It's like, yeah. Literally, like, 0.01 seconds after the middle.
Yep.
All of a sudden, there's just this big laugh.
It was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And just never... Hasn't stopped since.
So, this is the official tartan of Laphroaig you're wearing on your bow tie?
Yeah.
Now...
Friends of Laphroaig.
Huh?
For the Friends of Laphroaig.
Oh, for the Friends of Laphroaig.
You know, the 1 foot square plot of land.
Uh-huh. You got it when you bought your last bottle?
Yeah, I did.
Wait, so where did you buy the bottle from that you got a fucking bow tie?
In McCall. He was doing the bottle signing.
Oh, that's where he had, got it. That's right. Okay.
And he had the stones and...
He had the stones to sell me a bottle of liquor, you know what I'm saying?
And he had the stones to give me a bow tie.
Listen, you want to sell somebody a bottle...
By the way, I'm sorry, I've been doing this voice lately, just because I've been enjoying singing along with Frankie Valli karaoke songs on YouTube when I get bored. Okay. I can't really do the Frankie Valli... I can sing it a little bit, but then I saw the movie Jersey Boys on the way back or to England on the plane, because I had nothing to do but watch a lot of movies. It's not a good movie.
But the guy talks like this, and you can't get around when a guy talks like this so much. Hey, and then all of a sudden Joe Pesci shows up. I mean the actor, but not a character. He's a character in the movie. Is a guy playing Joe Pesci because apparently he knew the Four Seasons. It's fucking weird. And then I'm involved with the mob. Is that a shocker for this movie?
Not are you either. Telling me? Are you telling me that the movie couldn't afford? For Joe Pesci.
Well, no, we had to be playing very young Joe Pesci. That's the weird thing.
It's called CGI.
That would have been amazing. Oh, fuck. They should have done that. That would have been fantastic. That is the weirdest part of the movie, because I didn't know that part of their story. I don't know anything about their story. I assumed mob
ties. Does anyone really know anything about
The Four Seasons.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons Beyond. Hey, they sing those songs.
Yeah, it's about all that anybody knows.
You know what they should do? Huh. Is because a lot of people don't really know much about them, they should make a movie about them so that people can learn.
The weird thing is that you're watching, okay, I'll bet the play is great. And there are a lot of plays that if you do them word for word don't really translate to the screen, and I think that's what happened because Clint Eastwood's well known for being a good director. The music's great. This kid can do this amazing Frankie Valli singing. He sounds just like him. And it's fun to listen to them swear. But it was like watching, because they have to age him, and he's younger than we are. And naturally, because he's got to play a teenager, then an adult. And then there's a few scenes where he's in his 40s, 50s, and then finally in his 60s. And it's like watching Vinny.
Wait, are you telling me he dies?
Well, not yet. Eventually he'll die. But he's close to death, I'm pretty sure, in that. Oh. But it's like watching Vinny from Doogie Howser in old age makeup. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, it just doesn't, like, he's always going to look too young to be in old age makeup. It doesn't work. And so, and then at the very end.
That's where creative casting comes in. There are people that work.
Yeah, that's true. No, it's absolutely, well, also better makeup would have worked. And the thing,
if you talk like this, it's really hard. If you're trying to sound like an old man, you're just going to sound like a young guy trying to sound like an old man.
And I'm your old man. I have a natural voice.
That was brilliant.
That's how I would.
Perfect.
So if they want to remaster it and they want to just kind of
add you in,
I'm glad to dub for them.
I'll get a copy and we'll redub the whole movie.
That sounds. I will absolutely do that. I will do that.
We'll riff tracks it with the whole regular soundtrack except with you, Frankie Valli. Will you be doing the singing as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. Can you give me a sample of Sherry Baby, please?
Oh,
Sherry. Sherry baby, Sherry, Sherry baby, Sherry.
Right?
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. That's exactly how it sounds in the movie. So,
I got this shit down. I locked it.
And then at the end, they're obviously singing on stage for one final.
This is a reunion we did in the 90s or something. And then they're singing. And then in the middle of the song, they turn to the camera and all these guys are telling their story. So what's where they are now? And it's just like for 3 minutes of them. And then this happened. Well, and I learned this lesson. I'm on stage pretending I'm singing and dancing, but I'm just talking to the camera. And it gets fucking annoying after. Just sing the fucking song because nobody cares. You know what you do? You put up a thing that lower third that says Frankie Valli went on to be Frankie Valli. Blobbing
but I've blob. I've never heard of a movie doing that, Jason.
No, it's never happened. We've gone back and remastered some movies to make that happen. People think that that's how they originally were. Animal House? That ended with everybody on stage singing and everybody telling where they went from that point on.
Absolutely.
You know? That's all. That's the only one I can think of.
That's it. Yeah.
But, just saying. So, guys, we invented that trope.
You're welcome.
Exactly right. But they really could have. I hate that trope, but they really could have used it in this movie. Because I realize why they do it. Because this was bad. It was a bad enough movie on it. I only watched it for the music. I was like, this is really good music. And a couple hot ladies, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know.
As per.
You know what I'm saying?
As per huge.
Anyway, so he had the stones.
The stones. TLDR, he had the stones.
What does TLDR mean?
Too long didn't read.
Oh, okay.
TLDL. Too long didn't listen. They're the stones.
Wait, so didn't you have whiskey stones before that, or did you get new ones? What do you
do? I did. I got more.
Oh, okay.
It's basically filling up one of those, like, 12-ounce ricotta things in the freezer.
Okay.
In
case you want a big whiskey party? Is that your goal?
You know what? Sometimes I have one, just randomly.
On your own?
We have a bunch of, like, Aries' mom will be here, Kimberly will be here, a few other people will be here, like, hey, who wants some whiskey?
That's what you do.
And then break it out.
I got the stones.
And I'm like, I have enough for everyone because I got the stones.
So what's your buddy's name over at LaFroig again? I'm sorry. Is he a local Boise rep or is he
I think he's actually from what I saw on his site.
Yeah, what's his site?
I believe he might, from his description on Twitter, I think he's the United States.
What's his name?
Rep. I'm reminding myself.
Because we really need to tweet him.
Simon.
Helberg from The Big Bang
Simon Theory. Simon Brooking.
Brooking. All right, guys. You guys need to look him up, too. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Follow him on Twitter.
According to his Twitter, it says, official Laphroaig Whiskey Ambassador, your source for all North American Laphroaig events and my whereabouts.
Wait. Here's my question. If we're in trouble, where's the local Laphroaig embassy so we can so he can help us and keep us
I'm
safe?
I'm guessing it's here, man.
In Boise? Is... Shit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm in some trouble, and I think, I didn't want to say anything, but now that we're talking
Laphroaig,
about it.
Help us out. Help Jay out.
Yeah,
here.
I need to go to
tell
the local...
Tell you what. Tell you what.
Yeah.
You help Jay out. You get Jay to your embassy any way you possibly can. Call 208-557-3524. Then let him know how to get there. We will create an overseas headquarters on the Isle of Islay.
All right. That'll be where our new headquarters is?
It'll be one of our satellites.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
Our European branch.
I accidentally just followed him under the Comedy on Vinyl Twitter. So Comedy on Vinyl is now following Simon. He doesn't need the followers. That's fine. I won't unfollow him. I'll be nice. I will star him. I'm going to give him a little fave star. I will now receive notifications. Oh, I hate getting notifications. Never mind. Sorry. I'm unstarring you. I hate when Twitter sends me notifications on my phone. I don't care if this random girl that I follow and I don't remember why I follow, you know.
Did she show her ass?
No, Daniel. She's just some Jay. Girl who writes some things. I don't follow
Is
ass
it about shows. Her ass?
Yeah, it's about her ass. To follow
he's
this
following 2600.
Oh, he's a follow. I won't say that word. Just saying. A follow fellow.
Oh, he's a follow fellow.
Yeah. Maybe he'll follow back. Y'all. Follow back.
Me. Right. He says y'all in a Scottish accent, I'm sure.
Wait, is he Scottish?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's actually Scottish. All right, I like him more.
He truly is Scottish.
All right. Because I would like...
And he is married to Sheila, who is kind of heads up the Seven Devils Playwriting Conference in McCall. And is a close friend of...
He must... Okay, so he does live nearby. He's got to. He's an official ambassador. This is interesting, Dan. How many languages do you think he speaks?
Probably more than us.
I wonder if he speaks Gaelic. Or wait, what do they speak in Scotland? Fuck. It is
Scottish.
It is Gaelic. They do have Gaelic there. That's right.
He wished me slancha. So whatever slancha is what he speaks.
It is Gaelic. And it's like, I think that's cross Gaelic because there's like Scottish and Gaelic and Irish Gaelic.
Let's get him on the podcast and he can give us a history of whiskey.
And?
Which was actually very fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
As well as
how's
just about Gaelic.
How's he going to tie that into one of our sketches, Dan?
I guarantee you somewhere we did a really shitty Scottish accent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll have to look deep. I'm sure that
so
exists.
Once you find that, we'll get him on the podcast.
Scottish Yarns. Remember when I did the Scottish Yarns? Those were going to end up on Jenny is a Sloot, where there's just music playing in the background that I didn't have the
That's
rights
right.
to, and I'm just talking like this, saying walnut or something like that, or pepperoni.
Oh, yes. There you go.
All right, so we'll do that.
Jake. He lives in Brooklyn. He's from Edinburgh.
Edinburgh? Or Edinburgh. Depends on if you want to pronounce it right.
It is spelled E-D-I-N-B-U-R-G-H. So if they want it pronounced Edinburgh, they will write it E-D-I-N-B-O-R-O.
Dan's had a few guys.
It's Edinburgh. And he now lives in Brookline.
How do you know that he's... Wait, he's in Brooklyn? How do you know he's in Brooklyn? I don't see
because
that...
Because of his Facebook.
Oh, yeah, he's getting so much play on our podcast.
Ad friend. There we go.
He didn't pay for this. He didn't pay for an ad. God damn it.
I never asked for this.
That was great. That'll be what convinces him to
come on the
podcast is Dan's Scottish accent.
Drink my Laphroaig!
We do have to make sure that he understands. If he says his own brand on the show, he's got to scream.
He's got to.
But if he's from Edinburgh, then I can talk to him about the one thing I know about Edinburgh from my week there. I'll do the American.
I was there before, guy.
Oh, Edinburgh. Oh, really? What's your favorite part? Do you like this end of this one street that I was on or this other end of this street that I was on the whole time? The buildings there are great. Also, the food. Continue.
No. You should check out the hotels. I tell you, I was in one once.
Dude, I will say, the place we stayed there was this, like, it was a B&B because it was the cheapest way to do it. And when I say cheap, super expensive, but still cheaper than any place else. It's run by these two ladies. We'll just say these two ladies. I don't know. They're nice ladies. They made the most amazing. They made a vegetarian breakfast, and which is not the easiest thing to come upon there. So, and it was really, really. God damn it,
ladies.
I tried, but holy crap! Some of the best Indian food I've ever had.
It's hard to pick up one when they know you're there for your honeymoon. Me for my honeymoon. Who wants to some honey?
Is that all you got, Dan? Mm.
That's not sufficient. Then fuck you.
I don't know where I was.
This is
go.
Why we have an explicit because
yeah.
Reasons because fuck you.
Yeah, because fuck you. That's right. If iTunes ever asks, because they do.
They do. They ask. They're like, why is this explicit? Because fuck you, iTunes. And they'd be like, Christ! Because they're Scottish too.
Right. Oh, iTunes is Scottish? That yeah. I didn't. This I didn't. Oh, iTunes.
iTunes.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
you want to hear some music? iTunes! Hook them up! You got anything with some bagpipes?
Is this the stupidest
episode? I'll listen to my music and drink some LaFleur on the finest wheel!
It's the dumbest thing we've ever done, Dan.
I know.
You're an upsetting human. Shit, what was I going to say?
And there's absolutely no way Simon will not come on the podcast if he hears
No, that. Well, don't tell him to listen to the show first.
Yeah, be like, I would love to have you on the show if you don't know anything about it. It would be great. Do not listen to the episode after I got the signed bottle. Please.
I think we do briefly talk about him in the last one where you talk about the bottle, so like at least that's complimentary, and I don't think either of us tries a Scottish accent. So.
We no, but we do discuss how interesting it is that he signs bottles.
Do we insult him? I wouldn't have insulted
no,
him.
No, not particularly, but you apologize and say, I'm sorry, it just seems...
Oh, okay, that's right. It does seem weird. But I think it's fine, because I'd like him to sign my bottle of Laphroaig, and I've got another one.
Yeah, honestly, like... If we ever became famous mm-hmm. for doing this amazing podcast of ours, I would sign the bottles of LaFroy and give them to people. You're like, here you go.
Yeah, of course. Will he sign the bottle of Dalwhinnie that I have? I know it's a different brand, but will he just sign it? Because I want
you
a
know
Siggy.
What?
His Siggy gives me real fifis. So.
Ow.
Can I?
I'll never go on your podcast. I'll never talk in a Scottish accent to you.
Is he going to... Oh, tell him when he comes on he has to speak in an American accent.
Oh, hey, Joe. How are you? I'll sign your bottle of scotch. I don't ride on the Ferris wheel.
How does he say Laphroaig?
I will drink a bottle of Laphroaig.
That would be amazing. Hot dogs. That's what we do, is like...
Hot dog. He would say.
He is from Brooklyn, so he would have to. From Brooklyn. The Brooklyn quarter of Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, I'm so sorry. I will say this. This is weird. The weirdest thing. Okay, when you've had... Okay, do you like spicy tuna when you have sushi?
I don't like it too spicy.
Okay, but have you had spicy tuna and enjoyed it?
Yes. Yes.
When you've had it, is it always like blended up or chopped up?
No, I've only ever had, like, spicy tuna sushi.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, sushi, but, like, in the roll, it's, like, seems like it's been finely chopped up tuna.
No.
Really?
I've only ever had it as, like, a sushi. Like, the tuna, wasabi, like, a lot of wasabi, and rice.
Oh,
that's
you mean
the
like,
only spicy...
Not like a roll.
Oh, I've never had the roll.
Okay. Well, the rolls, at least over here, they chop them up, and it's okay. But because of that, there's all this space for the fucking spice to get in, and it's too spicy. In Edinburgh, the place we went to, it was just a big old chunk of tuna in the middle of the roll, as it should be.
So you had
delicious.
Scottish sushi.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Can I tell you? Not a lot open on a holiday over there. There. We were limited.
That's like the equivalent of going to Chinese on Christmas.
Yeah, very much.
What it is.
Very much. And they weren't open for long. There was this one thing, though, that happened. There was a sign near the door. It was a fucking wet floor sign. And this little adorable kid comes in, and he's not Scottish, but he's English. And he comes in, and he's talking to the Scottish guy who's running the sushi place. He's like, "Excuse me, sir, the floor's not wet anymore." And he said it 3 or 4 times because he wanted to make sure the guy knew that it was a dry floor and he could take the sign away. For some reason, that was his duty for the day. And that's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Ari talks about a similar story when she got an elevator.
Uh-huh.
And this was right after Chicken Run came out.
Uh-huh.
And so she had like a little carriage with like a Chicken Run, I think, doll in it.
Okay.
And so Ari's talking to her, and I don't remember what the whole context is, but at the end, the little girl's like, "Not my chicken buggy." And Ari's like, "It's just the cutest fucking thing."
Oh my god, chicken buggy should be slang for something. Oh my god. That's amazing.
"Not my chicken buggy. Excuse me, sir, the floor's not wet anymore."
It was the most adorable thing I've ever seen. It was fantastic. Jen also wants us to have little English babies. Same way Ari wants you guys to have English babies. I don't know how you do that. Pill? Some kind of gene? Gene hormone? Gene replacement?
Yeah, some sort of hormone therapy, gene replacement. Probably a combination of all the above.
Mm-hmm. More things.
And hiring a British nanny and just letting her do all the work.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
That's the key. Really just... don't interact with your child. Only let British people interact
Get
with
Super Nanny Joe Frost on the...
Yeah, get Joe Frost on there. Mm-hmm. On holidays, your kid goes home with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just... Mm-hmm. That's how you do it.
I told you, please, stop dropping your kid off at my house. I have a life. No. I do this for a TV show, honestly.
You don't understand, Joe. That's my American accent. You don't understand, Joe.
How's about a nice hot dog?
I want my child to speak the British, and so I want her around you and your family. Thank you.
Do you think you're appealing more to her sensibilities by being extra American? Okay, all right. I was just trying to figure out the logic of what you were doing there.
She'd be like, "There's no way that guy's actually American if he talks like that. He's one of our undercovers." He's like a secret cell. He's a sleeper cell.
British sleeper cell.
We've had sleeper cells here since the Revolutionary War, and they passed that on. It's genetic.
Well, you know, they call those sleeper cells just to be secret. What? Chicken buggies.
Yeah.
So we're going to the chicken buggy tonight, eh, Joe?
Chicken buggy! Nyah, nyah, nyah. That's code word to wake up there.
Oh, wait.
Nyah, 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 nyah. Bring me some blood pudding, and I would like to eat tea and drink biscuits. And nyah, nyah, nyah,
that's nyah, the nyah, worst nyah. Code word.
And then he starts pulling tea out of the river. And
wait, okay, so there's a number of things that just happened. Number two, yes, the Jason. Tea party was actually a plan to hide their tea for sleeper cell English sleeper cells. And yes. The second thing is that their code word is so poor, it's also an activation word for their English side.
Yes.
They're not very good spies. So guys, what we recommend is you walk around in places where you suspect there might be some Englishmen hiding, or English women, and say chicken.
And just start yelling... chicken buggy.
And then they will do what Dan just did. They'll cock back and they'll all of a sudden just start spouting Englishisms, and they'll tell
and
you where the...
And pulling tea out of the water.
Do we know where...
There's tea everywhere, Jason. You don't understand. There is tea everywhere.
It's not pollution, guys. You know, when they you know what they're trying to distract you with? They always say, "Oh, there's this garbage island in the Pacific." There's no garbage there.
No, it's all tea.
It's all tea. So, you know, stop. There's no fish dying anywhere, ever.
Well, except for fish, you can't see
them. Yeah, that's, I mean, but whatever. What are you going to do about that? They're not...
Which is, ironically, they're the tea fish. But they're named that because they can't drink tea.
Are they tea fish?
Yeah.
They're a fish.
And they can't drink tea. What the fuck? They die. They're allergic.
That's so weird. They can't. They can't.
They get all scaly.
They get... I'm so confused. Even the joke premise, I'm not following at all. I get that it was a punchline and it was dumb. You just hurt my brain so much. That's fantastic. Oh, it doesn't show him. He's not online. Sorry, I thought about adding in a celebrity from Skype, the guy I interviewed the other day, and just adding him in randomly, because why not? Because it would be funny.
Why not?
Let's see. So, first of all, it's not the end of the podcast, but I just want to remind people, go watch our sketches, because they are on, like, all the VHS. We are going to be running out of them soon, not running out of them, at least from the first tape we will, because there's not a lot more that's just Dan and I for the first tape, I don't think. Oh, we can put stuff up from school, from Lawrence Central School.
Yeah, we could do that. You know, I'd be happy to put face things on people if you want. I will do that.
I think you might.
I will.
I think you might have to disguise their voices too,
because they'll be like, "Oh my god, that 4-year-old sounds a lot like."
All right, I'll send you a video, and if you want to do some face disguising,
I will.
All right.
I got it. I'll give them like a witch nose.
A witch nose.
Question. Okay, this is very important because this is gonna influence a lot of my decision making.
Okay, continue.
Are Groucho glasses sufficient?
I feel like that's up to the individual, but I would say maybe. We won't say which one is Ren and which one isn't, because most of them is not just Ren.
Yeah. Because I would totally just give everyone Groucho glasses. Mustache, eyebrows, glasses.
I like this idea. Are you going to just use that Google Talk filter and just have them automatically?
That'd be awesome. But no.
No, okay.
I would do this well, Jason. This is about quality, all right?
All right. I just wanted to make... So, what's the movie that we're going to go W into again? I'm sorry.
The Frankie Valli movie?
Oh, right.
I will be Frankie Valli.
All right, we're going to go into Jersey Boys and add Dan's voice to it.
I might. The problem is that I don't know that we can separate only Frankie's voice.
Yeah, it's gonna be
a lot. I might have to dub everybody.
If you do that,
do the karaoke filter and just remove all voices.
Yeah. Okay. So it'll just be like some music and background noise with.
Yeah, and then I will. I'll take care of the rest.
Okay.
Well, if I get it with the 5.1 surround sound, vocals are usually the center channel.
That's true. If you can get something that's not like a compressed torrent. Well, actually, no. Some torrents now, the audio is probably higher quality than the video.
Yeah, you specifically look for those ones. This movie has been so well known, I'm sure it'll be easy to find.
It better be. Jersey Boys, Dan. Jersey Boys. I'll look for it, too. But
Joyzy Boys.
Joyzy Boys. They should have called it
Joyzy Boys. O-I-Z, right? Joyzy Boys. Yeah. G-O-I-Z.
Why didn't they call it that?
I-B-O-I-Z. Joyzy Boys.
Why didn't they call it that? Cool. I don't know. Cool. Why didn't they call it that? That's what I said.
Why didn't they call it that? I don't understand. We're in Joyzy, the Joyzy Boys. Let's go down to the shore. Does Frankie Valli put on a lot of self-tanner?
No, not that I can remember. I'll bet he does now.
Is that really? That's really more of a Joe Pesci.
You know, the real Frankie Valli does strike me as a guy who might put on tanner. At least as an old man, like he kind of does. He's kind of a little like
the one who sold the
by the end of the movie. Is he going to be completely incomprehensible? Is that what's going to go on?
He's in New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
So yes. Okay.
All right. I just wanted to make sure.
Hey, my name is Frankie Valli. Ba 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 boo.
And this is my family. My mom is crazy, right? It's like one of those kinds of movies.
Yeah, except it's like eventually it's like, also, I'm involved with the mob. Ain't that adorable? Like, this mobster played by Christopher fucking Walken is the guy who helps give me my...
There's Christopher Walken in there? I am doing all the voices.
Oh, no.
Hi, I am Christopher Walken, and I'm in this Jersey Boys movie. I don't know why.
Are you redoing the dialogue
too? I'm John Travolta now. I don't know. I'm just John Travolta. And now I'm with Andy Griffiths. What's up with all these Jersey Boys?
There's Bobcat Goldthwait in there and Jerry Seinfeld. I have no idea. I hope.
It was just ending kind of on, I was going for Don Knotts. I started with a... Christopher Walken turned into Don Knotts.
Kind of did. That's, I'm looking forward to this very much. How do we consider this fair? I feel like it's fair use because it's almost none of the original main, like, center channel audio.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
And it's commenting on it. It is satire, people.
If we don't sell it, no one's going to give a shit. Exactly. It's really what
That's
it is.
That's absolutely true, although...
But if people want to donate...
I will happily sell it.
You just have to call 208.
Uh-huh. 5573524. I'm not catching on. Jesus Christ. I just like, keep going. Fuck. The pressure's working.
It's what I'm here for, Jay. You're welcome.
Can I tell you something? Side note, serious note, for a very brief moment. Your wife. Since she and I, our brain—I mean, we know this. Our brains are very much on the same wavelength in some ways.
Yes.
I had to been dealing with a lot of shit with my server this week. A lot of shit with them. A lot of bullshit because I'll like they're like, "Oh, we're gonna suspend your account," even though it's nothing to do with me. And I'm like, "Hey, I fixed these problems." Blah blah blah. I get on the phone with somebody and I get somebody who's like, "Oh, you're right. This is not your fault. We're gonna fix this. We're gonna fix it." They sort of fix it, and I have to call them again, and they sort of fix it again. So it's like, I'm still not getting emails from my actual stolen dress emails. Mm. It's a little fucked up. Either way, like the other day, I had to interview the celebrity I was speaking about earlier. Not super crazy celebrity, but a famous enough guy, especially in the comedy world, and he's very nice. And all of a sudden, because some things just went slightly wrong, I had the biggest panic attack. It just all this shit building up. And I texted Ari. I'm like, "So, hey, have you ever had a panic attack with just random outbursts?" And she's like, "Yeah."
That's pretty much, she was like, "That was my life a year ago."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, I don't have panic attacks that often. But apparently the last month or so, some shit's been building up, apparently. Ever since, I think, knowing that my old car was going to fall apart, I was just like, "Oh, God." So... I had one of those. But either way, thank you, Ari, who listens to every episode, for being a helpful person. Here, I'm going to sing a song. We're going to do a little song.
Sing it.
For Ari. What's the name of the
song?
Do it
in the Frankie Valli voice.
Okay, though. What's your Frankie Valli voice or the real one?
No, you can do yours.
What's the name of the song?
Thank you, Ari.
Okay, this is...
Come on, let's just be clean here.
Wait.
This is Frankie Valli.
Ari! Thank you, Ari! Thank you! The guitar's not on the same chords I am. What's so off key? That has not been tuned in a while. There's this thing. Okay, have you ever watched the AV Club? I feel like it's called Uncovered. Maybe.
Oh, is it where they're like they have a list of songs they want covered, and people come? Yeah, I've listened to a bunch of them.
Some of them are great. Some of them. Fucking suck. Some of these indie bands that they pick, like they walk in, literally, I watched one today. Okay, first of all, a couple.
Well, they don't pick them. What it is like a band just says, "Hey, we'll come in and cover it." And it's a first come, first serve.
Yeah.
So by the end, they're like, whatever song's left, you get. Right. Kind of thing.
I was wondering if they were vetting these bands from like their rep. Like, I can't tell.
I don't think so.
Okay, because.
I think they just have to be a known-ish name.
Yeah. This one band comes in, right? And then they're like, "Why'd you pick this song?" They're like, "Cause it rocks," and they're like, "Okay, do you like it ironically?" They called them out. "Do you like it ironically?" They're like, "No, it's dad rock," but it's, I'm like, "Okay, you guys are being a little hipstery," but they ended up playing the song well enough. Their singer wasn't great. They played it fine. This other band, this dude comes in. We got the biggest. I don't want to judge. I'm not judging by looks. I am just saying he set me up for an expectation, and then he knocked that sucker out of the park. Giant beard, long hair. When the song starts, he's on the floor kneeling. Okay, and I'm like, okay, you're clearly being a hipster. He stands up, all of his other bearded friends are playing. He's got a keyboard player. She is playing the keyboard with one hand. Do you want to know what she's doing with the other hand, Dan?
She diddling?
Nope.
Okay.
She's eating individual pieces of popcorn out of a bowl as she's playing. Fuck you. You are the worst. Stop playing. That sounded like, you are the worst. Why are you playing music? You'll never be in the top 40. Go fuck yourself, you hipster piece of shit.
This is dead Casey Kasem.
This is dead Casey Kasem.
I came out of the grave to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Like, they sounded like they're... And also, though, I'm listening to their singer, and
is
I'm like,
the
singer's...
Asia cover?
What's the...
Strand of Oaks?
What's the name of the
There's
song?
There's a guy...
What's the song?
I have to click on it.
Oh, you have to.
It's just what they titled. It
might have been
it's
an
It's just
Asia
Strands
song.
Of Oaks covers Asia. Yeah, because there's a lady...
Yeah.
Hold on.
Nerdy looking skinny white lady.
Yeah, with glasses.
Yep. She'll start eating popcorn in a minute, and you'll be as upset as I was.
She's got like roses on her keyboard.
And he's like, quiet.
Yeah, she is.
Right?
Holy shit, what the fuck?
Right? She's like, this is my thing. Are you enjoying my thing? And then he sounds like he's going to be able to sing just fine. Like, he's singing quietly, but I'm like, he'll escalate. And he's singing. He's on key. When he gets louder, it's like, oh, fuck, this is just off key enough that I don't, how are you a professional band? And it happens. And I'm like, I don't get it. It's not hard to be on key. And how are you ever off key and then you become a band?
So this is the one that said that they want to do it because it rocks?
No, it was a different band. And that band actually could play for the most part.
Is this guy holding a fucking cat?
He has a dog. He has a
pug. Oh, it's a dog. I could see from the back and it looked like he was holding a baby panther. And I'm like, I wouldn't have been surprised after having seen further in.
Right. No, he's got a dog
at the
beginning.
Did you see Might Be Giants on Undercover?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I did.
When they do Chumbawamba, I'm like, this song was written for They Might Be Giants. Holy shit.
They made it so
This
good.
Is perfect.
I liked the song again, and that upset me. But they're so, they're like, yeah, we don't really remember the lyrics, so we're going to need your guys' help. And actually, in the background is Dan Telfer, who's the funniest stand-up I've ever seen. But yeah, that's an amazing cover.
They do an amazing job. It fits their voices and their style. Right. You know, in the background, it's like, oh, daddy boy. Like, that is the They Might Be Giants
really
does that all the time.
It really is.
That was like one of the first ones I saw, and I'm like, I love this. Yeah. And then I watched some of the other ones, and I was like, okay, well, I love that one.
That's right. That's the same.
And I've seen a couple ones that were really good.
Yeah, no, there are a couple really great ones, especially if it's a band I've never heard of who can actually carry a fucking tune. There's this band that covered a Paul Simon song. It's minimal. It's a dude and it's a girl and it's a guitar and that's it. And I was like, well, we'll fucking see. I'm like, no, he sings fine. He's got a great voice. They harmonize great. He plays not the best guitarist, but that's not the point.
Ones where they successfully turn it into their own style instead of just, I'm going to just sound like Paul Simon.
Exactly,
you know,
right.
It's like, I'm Paul Simon today.
Yeah.
Like, no, like they, because They Might Be Giants takes a song that's already kind of fits their oeuvre.
Right.
But they totally made it their own. It was totally like, by the time they were done, it's like, this is a They Might Be Giants song that just happens to also be sung by someone else.
There is, and I thought it was already out when they talked about it in concert. They did their next cover, which has not come out yet, and it is of a Destiny's Child song. And it's amazing. And
nice.
Yeah, they're like, we kind of love this song now, and I think they play it at every show, so it's fucking fantastic. So I'm looking forward to that. It's not out this season yet, but it'll be out soon. But it's a Destiny's Child song.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's so fucking good. And they're just jumping around like this is what. That's the other great thing is these dudes are like close to 50, if not a little past 50, and the energy level is fucking amazing and fantastic. And they're not hipsters. They really genuinely enjoy shit, and they're joyful about what they do. Guys, just if you want to do any art, just look at They Might Be Giants. That's why they're successful.
Yeah.
Because they like what
Absolutely.
They do.
Absolutely. Because they certainly don't have the sound that fits every person in the
world.
No. You can always feel their energy.
Exactly right.
Always.
And they're weird. They're super
weird.
They're
weird. It's so nerdy. Like, you see them, they're just like, you're like, yeek. If you didn't know what they looked like before you saw a picture of them, but you listened to a lot of their music, and then you saw them, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's what I was picturing.
100%.
Right there.
I will say this, though. I always forget which one's voice is which because the bigger dude has the higher voice, and it's...
Yeah,
which,
it throws you off when you watch him sing.
Big
You're
time.
Like, are you kidding me? He's the one doing that?
I know. It's so fucking weird.
I'm the one who sings like this.
I also suggest anybody, including you, Dan, look up Pollen Storm's song, If They Might Be Giants, Were the Ice Cream Man. It's very silly. It's just, would you like a something? But it's just them doing, like, talking, trying to sell you ice cream as they
it's
might
sort of, so it's sort of like when Stephen Lynch does if the guy from Smashing Pumpkins lost his car key.
Yeah.
Can't find his keys.
It's very similar to that. Yeah.
Fucking my car keys. They were right here on the couch.
He
just had them a second ago.
That's fucking
awesome. A second. Oh, here they are.
That's awesome.
That's the whole thing, pretty much.
I love it. By the way, anybody out there who likes Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Corgan is becoming a producer with the WWE. Not joking.
Say what now?
Uh-huh. He's apparently a big wrestling fan, and that's the thing he's doing now.
Now, is he becoming a producer in that he's helping wrestlers, or is he becoming a producer in that The Rock is going to be coming out with an album?
That's a very good question. That would
be
amazing.
Because, honestly, either way, I'm okay with
it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, at first when it said he's working with him, I'm like, is he going to do, like, guest spots as a wrestler? Because, holy shit, I'll watch WWE if Billy Corgan
like John Stewart.
And actually smashing pumpkins on people's heads.
Yeah.
Instead of chairs.
He jumps off, like, the ropes holding a pumpkin. He's like, like, slams on the guy's head. Oh. And the guy just, you know, shakes. Like they do.
Yeah. Rat in a cage match. Holy shit, that needs to happen.
Is that sort of like the thing that they did in Game of Thrones where they put the rats in a bucket and tie it around your stomach and then light the bottom of the bucket on fire? And the only direction the rats can go is into you?
That show's disgusting. Rat in the cage rat? That's why I don't watch that
show. No, the problem is they didn't invent that idea. I've read that elsewhere.
Oh, God, really? Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, that's so upsetting, Dan. Mm-mm. Nope. Daddy, no like. Mm-mm. Nope. Not at all. That's gross.
You just gotta do what you gotta do to torture people, Jake.
Is that the truth? Is that what it, is that how it goes?
That's what I gather.
Is that the theme of the show?
Yes. Okay. That's my final words, Jay. Mm. Those are my final words. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do for torture.
All right, that's a good final word. My final word is wugga wugga. I'm the librarian.
Oh, that's your thing. That's his thing, guys. That's his thing! Did you hear? He did it! It's the librarian's thing! The mediarians!
I don't want to go.
Just fucking go already. We got another season to do.
But when I say I don't want to go, I mean poopies.
I don't want to go in me chicken buggy.
This is the dumbest thing we've never done.
It's not wet anymore.
Excuse me, sir. This is the dumbest thing we've ever done.
Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour, the podcast, is a Stolen Dress Entertainment production. It's hosted by Dan Gomiller and Jason Klom and is edited by Jason Klom and produced by Maury Povich. The Dan and Jay's Community Service theme song was composed and performed by Brian Magic Hands Madison. Visit StolenDress.com to listen to our other podcasts, read our blogs, read our tweets, watch our videos, and read our books. Please subscribe on iTunes, rate us highly, and write us a shining review. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJCHour, follow us on Twitter @DJCHour, and find everything in one place at DanandJay.com.
It's a pain in the butt to get on. That's the only real problem. This is how it looks when you've got it on. This is like... Okay. Let me see. Most time people...
Da, 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 da. Ba, 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 ba,
ba. I'm not graduating. I haven't even gotten past the seventh grade.
I hope you know. I look like a total idiot.
Well, I'm just showing them what it looks like when they have it on so they don't do it. I'm sorry to say, but there's going to be at least one day in your kid's life, if you're a kid, that you're going to need one of these. And that's when you graduate. There. That's better. Okay? Or if you become a monk when you get older, which I don't think many of you are going to do. No offense to the monks in the world, okay? My favorite part about this suit is it's built in sword.
That's a synthetic cheese cutter Ginsu style.
Fade out. Fade out.
Oh no, everything. It's time for America's favorite show, Klutz Boy! Yay! Okay, it's another famous stunt by Klutz Boy.
That was supposed to be a stunt?
Yeah, explain your name.
Well, my name is I'm a Klutz.
That's I'm a Klutz. Get it?
Well, I'm here to demonstrate super power.
Not putting on an act. Not putting on an act.
Super powers.
Or as close as we can get to super. Let me.
Now first, let me show you. Magic sword. I'm supposed to be non-hurting.
You're spurting blood there. In the back. Nobody can see it at home.
Let me figure.
Buckets keep falling on Dan's head, 'cause he fell down the stairs and I thought he was dead. Wouldn't it be funny if I killed my best friend when he fell down the stairs of my barn? Oh, maybe that wouldn't be great, but I think I'd like it anyway, 'cause I'm a dick. What is wrong with me? Don't know. Those buckets are falling on his head. They keep falling. But there's one thing I know. It's funny when he hurts himself. Yes, it is. That makes me a bad friend. I don't know what's wrong with me today. That's all I got.